Joy tactics.
Please pass the ketchup, please.
May I speak right now? May I say a couple words right now, please?
Of course, sir.
Thank you. And it's that simple, really.
Yeah, manners, etiquette.
God, people need some fucking manners in this goddamn
trust
fucking country.
Me, bro. Trust me, Jesus Christ. I know what you mean.
Jack, did you ever go to etiquette school?
Yeah.
What'd you learn there?
Well, I don't know that it was etiquette school, but anybody who knows me knows that I spent a very luxurious summer in New Hampshire at a remedial summer camp, getting kids back on track. And during the meals, I learned that the men, we stand up and we wait behind the seat and let all the ladies sit. And then the men may sit. And then you make sure that you're eating all at the same pace. So you go around, hey, don't eat so fast. Hey, look at the people. Be aware of your surroundings. Are they almost done eating? Hurry up. Are they not done eating yet? Slow down. Everybody.
Well, I have a question for you. When does manners turn into misogyny?
Mm. Okay. Dude, that's interesting.
From manners to misogyny.
This is a topic that I think will cause a lot of controversy, but do you open the door for your chick? Do you pull out that chair for her?
Well,
is
bro,
that manners or is that sexism?
Well, because all these chicks are talking about equal rights, right? But then when does the sexist manners stop? You see what I'm saying? Yeah, I've been fighting for equal rights for women since I was a child. Yes, I believe in them. Yes, I love all the stuff that they do and all the media that they make. And I love Lena Dunham and everything that she's working on. However, when can I stop opening doors for these older women? When can I stop carrying luggage? You see what I'm saying?
Let me reframe this for you guys.
Please, man, because I'm spinning out, bro.
There's a disaster happening right in front of me. Notice I got a smile on my face because I have female positivity always coursing through me, just knowing that they're on Earth at the same time as me. Now, when you're out with your girl and you're frustrated, you're saying, man, why do I just gotta have to do what she wants to do? Why do I gotta eat what she wants to fucking eat? Why do I have to wake up when she fucking wakes up? Men should be so lucky to be the arms and legs for the female intuitive spirit to manifest further into the world. This is their planet. We're just living in it.
Right. Wow, man. I haven't seen you so bright and cheery in a while. Yeah. There's a jubilance coming from your face right now.
Well, we don't talk about females that much and how to treat them. I'm realizing how much joy that brings me.
Well, you know, we were told that men are from Mars, women are from Venus, right? Right?
Yeah.
Right. Yeah, sorry.
And so we've always been trying to decipher their alien tongue. You see what I'm saying? What does she mean by that? And really, I think what we should be saying to women is, what can I do for you? How can I help accelerate your career?
How can I do you?
Hey, man. Hey, man. I knew this was going to come, man. We set a trap for you, bro. We said it was going to be about etiquette.
Can I hit it from the back? Remember that song?
Mm-hmm.
It will always be funny to remember that being in eighth grade. Grinding like fucking before. Crazy. What? Oh, mm-hmm. Nate.
Front grinding?
Can I hit it from the front? Can I hit it from the back? Can I hit it from the side? Can I hit it from the...
No.
That goes... Jesus Christ. Did my internet just crash?
Anybody not watching?
Can I hit from the side? You disappeared, bro. You were transported back to your planet. You had served your life's mission.
That was one of the...
Damn.
There's a moment...
Dude,
in Step Brothers.
Wait, let me do that one again. Right, sorry. I feel like I got... Did you guys hear the full melodic notations of that?
Of course I heard the melodic notations, bro.
Okay,
yeah.
Well then good. That's all I cared about.
I think, Nate, too, as you were singing the song, I could see your tongue a little bit. Can I hit it from the front? And a tongue kind of came out, and I can tell you've been drinking some coffee, bro. I saw the brown coffee tongue. Can I hit it from the side? brown coffee tongue poking out to say hello.
Hey, you know what I'm saying? It can't.
I mean,
I was about to say something gross, but let's just move on.
Thank God you didn't, bro. That's etiquette, podcast etiquette.
That's etiquette.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Wow. Man. Apologies for how hard I just laughed at that. That was inappropriate. It'll never happen again.
You know what I find curious, right, is we're one giant human planet, right? And in my mind, there's no borders, but that's not reality. There are different countries, right? We've discussed this. There's Canada.
We can that for this sake of this conversation, yeah.
Right. What I find interesting, bro, is that manners can differ by country. You realize that, right? You realize that different countries have different etiquette?
Make an example. What do you mean? Because you're in London.
You see, in New York, if you're interviewing some different hedge fund managers, trying to figure out where to put your money and this and that, you're meeting someone at lunch. You might shake their hand, right? You haven't met them before. While when you go to Japan, instead of a handshake, you might do what they call a bow.
Right. So you're saying the subjectivity of manners does it bring into question a larger state curiosity about what is manners? Is it so much about the actual thing, or is it about acknowledging, just picking any acknowledgement of I'm going to respect you in this next encounter?
Yes. Well, that's what's universal, right? That the manners themselves might not be the same everywhere you go, but it's if you are showing manners, you are showing a respect for someone else's humanity and someone else's lived experience, right? I see you too. I know you're also going through life. Let me do this for you. When the plane's deep, when you're deplaning, you're getting off a plane, I realize that, you know, I'm a row behind you. So I'm not, just because you're getting your luggage to take it a second, I'm not going to cut in front of you just to save 2 seconds. And by the way, that's a pet peeve of mine. And I will stare someone down. What if they have a flight? Huh?
What if they have a flight?
Well, then they should let everybody know, excuse me, I have a connecting flight to wherever. I'm going to have to be slightly rude. I hope you can forgive me. That's when we go. All good. All good.
But what if they're in that scenario? I was in that scenario one time where I had a connecting flight, and they were like, if you have a connecting flight, let people know and you can like get off first. And I was way too loud about the... like telling people that.
Where were you
probably
going?
Shouting. I don't know. Probably this is when you were
had 3 connecting flights from LA to Orlando to go to Epic Universe, the new Universal theme park opening.
Yeah, exactly. That was quite the trip.
The planes are going crazy these days. I'll tell you what.
I can't even get into it, but you've heard there's some crashes and such.
What'd you do on your flight, Eric? You were worried about your flight to London.
I had a miserable experience, I would say.
Miserable?
Did you bring the Asus ROG Ally?
I did. I didn't even crack it open for a second. I flew to Dallas. That was aight. I had leg room. You see what I'm saying? Not bad. 3.5 hours. That's when I get on the plane from Dallas to London, about 9 bloody hours. And something about American sitting in coach, it's the most cramped I think I've ever been on a plane. Back hurting immediately.
No.
Guy next to me going through a grieving process. He's crying. He's wearing a mask. He's slumping over in my seat. Yeah, exactly. For some reason, I'm hungry at the airport, so I get pretzels and Twizzler nibs, and I eat them before the plane takes off. And the guy's German, and I can feel him judging my ass while I'm also judging my own ass.
You say he's German?
He was German, bro.
Well,
anyways, it was a nightmarish flight. I kept getting scared, kept falling asleep, waking up scared.
Did you watch anything?
I tried to watch Batman Begins. I tried to watch, I don't even know what else I clicked on, but nothing
was
sticking.
What do you do when you're afraid? I think I'm seeing this a lot. When people are afraid on airplanes, they have different tactics to calm themselves down. Mm-hmm. What do you do? You know, what's your tactic, Eric?
Well, I wasn't so afraid of flying, but more the, you know, the primal.
No, me neither. Is that what you thought I meant? No. What are you, 4 years old?
All right.
Whoa. Now slow down there, horsey. That was only but a teaser. Just a little taste of what I can only assume is one of the most fire podcast episodes ever recorded. Head over to patreon.com/joytactics now to unlock this crazy ass fucking episode while simultaneously getting in at the ground floor of an exclusive community of like-minded individuals using positivity to change the world. Cheers.